Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Michael Haynes, the founder and principal SMB advisor at Listen, Innovate, Grow. Michael empowers SMB CEOs and their leadership teams with the roadmap and action plans to uncover and respond to business buyer needs to drive B2B sales and business growth. Mr. Haynes, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, for starters, how have business buyers' needs and behaviors changed since the pandemic of COVID-19? Get into that to kick things off today.
Sure, Eric. So business buyer needs have always been somewhat rather demanding in terms of trying to meet the needs of those decision makers. Typically prior to the pandemic, there would be multiple decision makers involved in the process, 6 to 7 of them, often using multiple sources. There can be a fair amount of to-ing and fro-ing, but of complexity in trying to get that decision-making and consensus as to what products and services their businesses should be using. A bit of skepticism and level of distrust as well. So all those things still remain now that we're coming out of the pandemic. However, now we're seeing a high degree of lack of confidence. There's a lot of uncertainty in this volatile environment. The business buyers now are very much feeling a lot of pressure to reduce costs, try to restart businesses generating revenues, and now they are very extremely highly risk averse and very much around avoiding risk, saving money, and really trying to proceed cautiously and try to navigate in this new norm.
It would be an understatement to say challenging times and complicated times for sure, but hopefully we'll get out of this sooner than later. That's certainly what we're hoping for sure. Now, what do business buyers want as they try to move their businesses forward in what they're trying to call the new norm?
Sure, Eric. So business buyers now fundamentally are looking for decision confidence. Okay, so they're looking for guidance to be really able to plan for the future, both the short term to revamp their businesses, to restart their businesses, to potentially know how to pivot and move forward. As well as for the longer term. So they're looking for that guidance. They're also looking for really actionable solutions that are going to help meet their priorities and objectives. They also want to be able to connect with others, so peers, industry colleagues, to solve problems, exchange ideas, to get some of this guidance and certainty as to how they're going to be moving forward. They're also looking, want no pressure to buy. So while they're really looking for ways and try to figure out how to move forward, they want sellers to be helpful as opposed to pushing them to make the sale and forcing them to buy. So those are some of the things that they're really, really looking for at this point in time.
And certainly some helpful information right there. Thanks for that. Now, what kinds of issues are business buyers likely to spend money on right now?
Yes, Eric. So right now in the business-to-business space, there are definitely opportunities for B2B sellers. Now, the key is to really focus in on issues that have three characteristics. So one, the business issues need to be strategically relevant. So they really have to be highly aligned to those buyers, to that customer's strategic priorities and initiatives as they are currently defining them. Secondly, they really have to be urgent. So that issue has to be something where the customer, the buyers are looking for change and they want to see rather quickly. And thirdly, they want to be able to see quick time to value. So quick short-term paybacks is really what they're looking for. So they're really looking to make smaller investments on those key priority areas, those areas which are highly invested in, and being able to address those. So the key is about kind of starting small, really demonstrating that value, that impact. That's the way to really proceed to succeed with B2B sellers.
Certainly do appreciate your spending a moment with us here today. Some good information so far today. We're joined by Mr. Michael Haynes, founder and principal SMB advisor at Listen, Innovate, Grow. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Haynes, what three questions must B2B sellers be able to answer to get business buyers to buy?
So to get business buyers to buy in today's environment, they need to answer three questions. So first question is why change? So why should I be changing from doing whatever it is I'm doing now, which might be nothing at all? Why should I be changing and moving forward, meaning with your product or solution? So you really have to demonstrate that cost of an action. You really have to demonstrate how there's going to be an incremental benefit in terms of where they are currently today and where they might be moving forward. So you really have to show a strong cost of not doing so and or a strong potential benefit and impact by taking action. The second question you need to address is why change now? So you really have to show that there's urgency and priority in terms of acting now to really address that problem, that opportunity, or that threat that may be in existence. So really trying to show through market insights and information as to why they really need to move now. And the third is show why that you're the one that is going to be able to do it best, that you're really going to be able to help them meet those key strategic priorities that I talked about earlier. So it's really one of the key things to that is showing that you have the expertise and that you're going to be having implementation and support plans to be able to use your product or service to help them meet their objectives. Because business buyers today, again, are very risk averse, and they want to know, how is it you're going to help me really meet those outcomes and objectives? How am I going to be having assistance? So in case anything goes wrong, you're there to help guide me, to help work through so that I can have success. So those are those three key questions. Why change? Why change now? And why is it that you as that particular product or service provider can do it best?
Certainly some important questions to be ready to pose within the sales process for sure. Now, what are the key steps that B2B sellers should undertake to reignite their B2B sales?
I think there's five things that you need to be doing. First is making a list of what is it that you're going to need to know from your, if we're starting from your current business customer portfolio, what is it that you need to know from these customers? Because you really need to have an understanding of where they're at today. So do you need to find things out like such as the problems you're trying to help them solve, the value of the solution to that customer, potential alternatives that they may be considering, the decision-making process, as well as budget? So making a list of what elements you may need to know. Then the second thing is to prioritize that list in terms of what are some of those key gaps in your understanding about those customers, about those potential buyers involved. Then thirdly is create some questions. So create a list of questions that you can use to guide in your discussions that you're going to have with your existing customers. Step four would be to make a list of your customers and really prioritize which are the key customers that you want to be starting to focus to have some of those discussions with. And you really want to be focusing on those customers which are really those that aren't ideally in a state of high degree of stress, but those that are looking to adapt, restart their businesses and move forward, and or those customers that may be really looking for growth opportunities and moving forward. And then finally is to have those initial discussions with some of those key stakeholders, key contacts within those target business customers that you're going to be speaking with. And I highly suggest that you conduct these discussions face-to-face, either via Zoom. Yes, I know we've done many calls that way, either Zoom or face-to-face if feasible, because having those discussions and dialogues in that face-to-face manner, which I'll put in air quotes, is very important because you'll gain insights from what people say and how they are saying it, which will really give you some further insight as to what you need to be doing and how you need to be focusing moving forward.
I certainly do appreciate your insight in those regards and helping folks, B2B sellers, to reignite their B2B sales. Good stuff. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we come to a conclusion today?
I would say, Eric, the main thing is really starting to really reignite and have those discussions with your key existing customers and those potential prospects. You really need to undertake that discovery process that I sort of just outlined, because you need to really understand where your business customers, where the relevant buyers are today in terms of those urgent priorities, key initiatives, and what exactly they are looking for and they're trying to achieve, so you will know how best to assist them. Because it's not going to be just about making the sale. It's really going to be demonstrating how you can work with your customers to help them move forward.
Mr. Haynes, certainly appreciate the insight and information shared per your expertise and on behalf of Listen, Innovate, Grow. Where can listeners get more information on Listen, Innovate, Grow and also be in touch as well?
So the best place online, Eric, is to go to my website, listeninnovategrow.com. There's a raft of articles, videos, interviews, which provide further information on B2B in terms of sales, marketing, customer experience. And they should definitely sign up for my newsletter so that they will once a month get a newsletter highlighting some of the key developments in the B2B space and some relevant insights and resources that they can use.
And a tremendous resource indeed. Again, Mr. Haynes, all the best. Thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Michael Haynes, founder and principal SMB advisor at Listen, Innovate, Grow. He empowers SMB CEOs and their leadership teams with the roadmap and action plans to uncover and respond to business buyer needs to drive B2B sales and business growth. And for further details, simply visit listeninnovategrow.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.